Bill O'Reilly joins us. He's got a new book coming out this fall. It goes on sale the 17th of September, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. Extensive time he's spending with the president right now. We'll talk to him about that as we get closer to the book. I want to talk to him first about the border and what's really happening there, Bill, and what should the president do?
All right, so we have to take it from, it's almost like a history lesson, Beck. So get your pen out, because this is all intertwined. The movement to open the borders to any foreign national who wants to come here is driven by the progressive far left. And it's based upon the success that they've had in California, now in Arizona and Nevada, of flooding the zones with foreign-born people. And after a period of time, they are able to vote. And by chain migration, they can bring their families in from overseas. And the demographic in the state changes. That's number one. Number two, if Texas changes, where you live, from a red state to a blue state,
it's over.
Okay? That means that the progressive left will take over the United States of America. So what is the easiest way, the quickest way to make that happen? Open borders. Because people, millions of them, will pour into Texas. So in March, 200,000 people, it's estimated by the Border Patrol, I had the guy on BillO'Reilly.com, they got 100,000, and he estimates that 100,000 got into the country illegally. Of the 100,000 that they detained, about 50% of them are now saying, I want asylum. As soon as they say they want asylum, then the system cranks into motion. They have to be interviewed, and then they are released because the Border Patrol and ICE has nowhere to put them. So they're released into the country, and they're told, you have to come back for your asylum hearing, which will be in 3 or 4 years. Now, there's estimates all over the place, but I think it's fair to say most do not return for their hearings. So what you have now is you have a surge into the United States of illegal people, half of whom are applying for asylum. The system can't absorb it. So what should happen is that we already have a state of emergency on the border, but President Trump should extend that by freezing all asylum requests right now, today. No more asylum requests are going to be taken, and anyone who gets here and applies for asylum has to go back to their home country. We'll do the paperwork, but we'll call you when your time is up.
Right, and if you want asylum,
in the courts.
If you want asylum, the way to do that is you go to your local embassy.
But that's not the way the law reads.
No,
and so the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will file a suit, but I think that the Supreme Court would hear an emergency of this caliber right away. And so that's what the president should be doing, because there's really no other way to stop the surge of people coming in here. The smugglers have figured out the asylum ruse. It makes sense to the people all over Mexico and Central America who are willing to pay up to $5,000 to move their family up to the border. And you can imagine how much money these cartels are making in that industry, so that's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do it is to have an executive order freezing all asylum requests for 6 months.
Anything
or whatever.
Do you think the president will do that?
Well, I don't know why he doesn't. He's already on the record for saying it's a state of emergency, okay? And, you know, that was over the border wall, okay, but the border wall is going to take some time. In the meantime, you're having millions of people trying to get in here before the wall's put up and before any kind of immigration law, new immigration law, can be passed. So you have to do it. I mean,
here's the thing.
The word invasion, and that's the word that CNN goes crazy about.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. I live here in Texas. Bill, it is in all of history, it has never been this bad. This is twice the problem it was when the media was all up in arms under Barack Obama. When I went down and we delivered, I think, $8 million, I can't remember. A lot of money in food and everything else. We did tractor trailer after tractor trailer because it was a humanitarian crisis at that time. This is twice the problem. And now the media is nowhere to be found on this. They're not showing
because
it.
Because they
can't. They've already said
the
that this is...
The media understands the end game is to change the border states into progressive bastions.
And they've also been on record saying this is not an emergency. This is not a humanitarian crisis. They can't show one now.
I think Beto O'Rourke may have eliminated himself as a presidential contender by saying that. Because if I'm Trump and Rourke gets the, or if I'm his Democratic competition, I put that soundbite up all day long. I go, this guy is so stupid, he doesn't even know, and he lives there. That is a border crisis. Are you going to elect him? That's like saying after 9/11, yeah, there's no Muslim fundamental problem. No Al-Qaeda problem. I don't, you know. Look, but the political ramifications of this is why the media doesn't cover it.
Correct.
Because everybody knows that if you lose Texas and Florida and add that to California, Illinois, and New York, it's over. There's no presidential election anymore. The electoral votes are so overwhelming in those five states that the Republicans never have a chance. And, you know, Beto O'Rourke lost to Ted Cruz by 200,000 votes in a very conservative, what used to be a conservative state of Texas. That's not a lot. So that's what the whole big picture is. Do you have any questions, you guys?
No, I think you hit it. I think the one thing that Texans don't get right now, and I think there's a lot of states that don't see this coming because of the collapse of California, or the coming collapse and the exodus.
No, it's collapsed. California has collapsed.
Got to get worse.
There's no, the two-party system in California has vanished.
Yes, I mean the economic
law that says you don't have to have two parties on the ballot. It's the first two candidates that get the votes in the primary, so they're right. Democrats run against Democrats.
Correct.
So California's out of the republic now. As far as any kind of competition or any kind of diversity. You know, there's no diversity in California.
No.
If you're not a hardcore liberal, you're socially shunned, and you have no political hope. There's no diversity.
You know, I'm reading a book. I'll change the subject real quick. I'm reading a book called Joke, and it came out in 1967. And it was originally a French book, and it was... written by this Frenchman about a guy in the former Soviet Union. And he was doing fine and everything was great. But he went to one of these training camps and he was, I think, 20 years old. And he wrote a postcard back to his girlfriend. And, you know, he was kind of making fun of the training camp, the communist training camp. And, you know, he didn't even think twice about it. What a moron. But he didn't think twice about it. He ended up in hard labor camp for most of his life because of that joke. And I thought to myself, this is where we are headed. You look at, we're being trained right now. You can't joke. You can't say things. You can't be against the things that that the people in power say is okay. Well, that's where we're headed. We're headed towards this totalitarian kind of monolithic state that is going to have absolute control on everything you think. Look at how you're being squashed right now. If you know what was the is it H.R. 5? I think the Equality Act that turns individual beliefs about their sexual orientation and gender identity into protected classes. So it creates liberty, equality, privacy, and safety concerns, because what happens is you will not be able to say things about gay marriage or anything else and still be in society. Medicine is going to be politicized now. You'll lose your kids if you say, no, I'm not giving my kids hormones so they can change sex. Professional counselors are going to be compelled to affirm same-sex marriage and transgender ideology. Creative professionals who serve all customers, but who understand that humans are born male and female, who believe that marriage means a union between one man and one woman, could be compelled to use their artistic gifts to create custom goods and services for events that violate their conscience. So in other words, you must, under this bill, if you're a baker, you must make that wedding cake. Period.
Yeah, I don't think the bill is going to get passed, but Everybody should understand, and then let me bring it back to the totalitarianism that you're worried about here, and it's true, because it's just an incremental thing. But Biden, you know, I wrote a column called Biden is Time, all right? And very clever pun. And,
kind of a clever, kind of a dad
time,
joke.
BillOReilly.com has it.
Right. Okay.
All right. So Biden, he isn't crazy far left, and he's a capitalist, and he's a white guy. So the progressive far left, the Soros people, as I call them, we got to get him out. So what do we do? Well, we do what we did with O'Reilly. Okay, you're going to have all these people come out. Here they come. Circumstances different. But there's Joe. Joe had no blanking clue this was coming. And it was designed to marginalize him, to damage him to the extent that he would not lead the polls anymore in the Democratic race for president. It's so transparent, and it is so obvious. But Americans, they're not locked in yet. I agree with you. They're not locked in yet. And, you know, the time is getting where you're going to have to stand up. You know, Dennis Prager on the broadcast last night on BillOReilly.com, I said, Dennis, you know, is there any organization that you can see that might represent traditional and conservative Americans against all these boycotts? And tell the sponsors, if you bail and if you try to put people out of business for their speech, we're going to alert the whole country you're doing that, Mercedes-Benz. Is there anybody there? No. There's nobody. So I'm saying to myself, there better be somebody soon. Because way you can fight these people have a lock on it now.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that and Bernie Sanders when we come back here in just a second. Bill O'Reilly, I don't think I've got a special next week on something that the media is avoiding that put Paul Manafort behind bars. And it very well could put Joe Biden's son behind bars and possibly him behind bars. And it is more than one occasion and more than one country. I think that there's a chance that Joe Biden backs away and does not run for president.
Yeah, it depends what they have on him in the Ukraine situation, Eastern Europe. I mean,
China's
certainly
worse.
Biden was involved in browbeating yep. Ukrainian authorities to do certain things. There's no doubt that he was. But I don't know if that's enough. It's a little complicated, and it's a little circumstantial. Looking at it. You can't trust the Ukrainians. So I'm not sure.
Well, wait until the special next week, because I think we have it. We have it pretty
all
locked
right.
down. And also, it's not just Ukraine. It is. There are several places all around the country or all around the world that is happening. But what I'm saying is, if he feels like there's a chance that a Manafort could happen to his family because he steps the spotlight.
Absolutely. If he feels that there is a criminal act that somebody could investigate that would bring charges against him or his family. But I don't know if that's going to save him, you know, if what you are going to put forth is compelling enough. But I don't know at this climate, you know, Trump probably not going to get involved with it. Attorney General, you know, they got other things they want to get. I'm not sure.
But,
you know, put it forth and we'll see what happens.
Bill, do you think Biden can get through the primary with some of his older statements? There's a new batch of them today saying Biden in 1991 said that drug dealers should get the death penalty, mandatory minimum sentences are good, and civil asset forfeiture is great.
But he's evolved, Stu. He's evolved.
All we're talking about, though, is for the primaries. Remember, the primaries are going
right.
for what they really want.
Nobody under the age of 35 is going to vote for Biden. So he's got to count on that working class Democrats who don't want to be socialist. I think there are enough of them where he's going to be tied into the Obama legacy. Obama, I think, are going to help him, although the Obama people now are helping Beto. I think Obama, if he would help him. So those are two big cannons that he's going to come in. Because there are a lot of Democrats out there who don't want the crazy progressive socialists. And Biden, pretty much the only one standing between the Democratic Party going that route and being a little bit more moderate.
You're up in New York. If Biden doesn't get in, once again, Bloomberg has threatened to throw his hat in the ring.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
You feel exactly the same way about him.
Look,
yeah, I know.
There's no way, okay, that a guy with billions of dollars and five private jets and 18 homes is going to get the Democratic nomination. This is not happening. I mean, Romney couldn't even rally Republicans because he was so rich. And Biden makes him look like a pauper. I mean, Bloomberg makes him look like a pauper. There's no way. Come on.
And Beto's family money, though, is his wife is incredibly wealthy. The wife's family are billionaires.
I mean, Beto, has he ever had a job? I don't know.
He doesn't seem to do much in Congress.
Well, he's a three-term congressman, but has he ever had a private job? Does anybody know?
I don't think so.
I'm not saying that to be facetious. Does anybody know he's ever had a job?
He worked for, we just did an expose on him. He worked for his father-in-law.
His father-in-law?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
And what did, you know what he did? He cut the lawn? What did he do?
No,
they were in real estate, and there's a lot of shady deals in El Paso.
I think he was kind of like on the board. He was being paid.
So he wasn't painting houses, right?
No, I don't think he was.
Bill, do you think anything with Pete Buttigieg? Do you think there's any Buttigieg reality?
I love the last name.
Mm-hmm. Solid last name.
He looks like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he is. He's presenting
Indiana.
He's presenting himself.
I mean, he's a vet, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He's presenting himself in a way that would be very opposite, give you a real choice between Trump's style and his. He's like, look, I'm gay, but I eat Chick-fil-A. I like it. He's going for this. I'm really kind of sick of all this stuff. Why are we arguing? It could make an impact.
Hard to imagine the mayor of South Bend going to the presidency.
But then again, Trump
had no government experience as president.
We'll go back with Bill O'Reilly, get some more news of the day, and his wrap-up of the week when we continue in just a couple of minutes. Stand by.
All these news reports that some Mueller investigators believe that AG Barr buried alarming evidence in his four-page letter, that perhaps these same Mueller investigators saw the evidence, say the evidence Barr left out, showed the president engaged in obstruction of justice, that the Trump presidential campaign was manipulated by Russian intelligence. It all paints a picture that the American people and future presidential candidates really need to see. President Trump and his toadies can speak petulantly and relentlessly about fake news and unfair partisanship, but the only facts we get through the stone wall of White House flackery is carried by public servants who will not sit quietly, and by journalists ready to carry their truth into the grace of public light.
Carry their truth into the grace of public life. Bill O'Reilly, response?
I wrote that for him. Yes.
I think Cory Booker wrote that for him.
Yeah, if you ever hear toadies, I wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. There's Chris Matthews, and that's what he does, and that's why very few people watch him, even though he's been on the air for 57 years.
You have Rachel Maddow now hitting the lowest numbers of her career, and the left turning on her.
Ooh. What do you want me to say about that? I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you have CNN with its low ratings, and
they're disastrous.
I know,
MSNBC has declined, but CNN. You realize this guy Tapper, who I really despise.
I like.
I know you like him.
Yeah,
but you're the only one in the country who does.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think his wife likes
him.
You're
the only one, and I applaud you for your humanitarian.
Yeah,
he had 640,000 viewers the other day. You could put a monkey on for an hour, okay? Just one monkey.
You could.
Gonna get him a little banana, a couple of things to eat. And people would watch to see what the monkey would do. And then they go away, they come back. I wonder what that monkey's doing. All right? You could get more than 640,000.
If you had 95 million households, which they have, you could beat him with a monkey. You are, that's no exaggeration. I believe that to be true.
Yes, you could beat him with a monkey, maybe a parrot, if the parrot had enough vocabulary.
If you had a parrot and a monkey.
Ooh, that's huge.
That's huge. You got a million.
You might be Chris Cuomo.
Right.
If you had
But what I'm saying here is that the interesting thing is that the left is turning. The left is the one now coming out and saying, you know, she's just a crazy conspiracy theorist.
I don't believe that. What are you basing that on?
There's been a couple stories this week, and they're basically saying that she is ignoring what came out of the Mueller report
still a bunch of bull. Unless she has some conspiracy thing going on, she's boring. It's just her. She sits there for an hour and then spins these crazy things. It's like watching a UFO. Remember Art Bell? It's like watching Art Bell. You know, I saw these. They're in the mountains of Winnemucca.
Wait. Do not take down Art Bell. I heard, and I'm not making this up. Hang on just a second. Hold on. I am not making this up. And tell me this isn't better than a monkey. I swear to you, one day I was driving in and I was going to work for Premiere, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and Art Bell, I was going to be in the studio next to Art, and I'm driving in and I hear him, wait a minute. I turn on the radio and he says, wait a minute, tell me this story again. And the guy says, Art, I know it sounds crazy, but every time I go out, it rains rocks on me. Nobody else. It's a cloud of rocks that rain rocks just on me. And whenever I leave a building or leave, I haven't left my house in 2 years because I'm telling you, Art, I know this sounds crazy, but it's raining rocks only on my head. And it was a 20-minute interview, and it was riveting. So please don't put her into that category.
That's not crazy. no, that's perfectly normal. I have little metal spears come down when I walk out. Okay,
that's probably true.
I want to say a couple of things. I want to congratulate you and Stu on your coverage of Unwanted, the movie.
Oh, thank you.
Unplanned, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unplanted.
Okay, Unplanned, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You know, I open up my local newspaper Newsday, which is, you know, the usual foolish left, I call it, publication. Mm-hmm. And the movie is playing on Long Island, and they don't list it. So every other movie is listed. They have a little capsule of reviews, what it's about, where it is, not that one. You know, it's really sinful, and I'm using that word in a judgmental capacity to try to do this. If people want to see Unplanned, they should be able to make that choice without you not publicizing it, not taking their commercials. This is just the height of what we were talking about at the beginning of the interview, of this totalitarian regime. So if you run a movie counter to our far-left belief system, then that movie should not be publicized or even shown. And Americans have got to get angry about this, because if we continue to go down this road, we will be in a country that punishes free speech. And we're in college campuses, we have to have a presidential executive order threatening the colleges of money cutoffs if they don't uphold the First Amendment. That's where we are. That's where we are now, and it's getting 1,000 times worse. So anyone who wants to see Unplanned and wants to know the other side of the abortion issue should go to see it this weekend, because that sends a message.
It does. It does. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, Bill, but it is.
I have not seen it. I have not been able to get out.
Could I have the company send you a screener?
Sure.
It is. It's really powerful.
It's not the issue. I mean, I have my personal belief system that I'm pretty clear about, but I'm not trying to impose it, okay? What I'm trying to say is there are two sides to this story, but you only hear one side.
Correct.
And if you state the other side, that life should be protected, then you are a evil person who should be punished. That is the far left belief system. Punish. Hurt, destroy, And we gotta start to rise up against it.
Bill, let me go back to Mexico. I know we started there, but let me go back to Mexico. This is what I'm hearing the president say, and I know it'll cause a lot of problems down south of the border, and I don't like it, but he has got to be able to have a stick on stopping these countries from sending their people to us. They've got to get control of things, and I think they will if we say, you know what? We're going to take a six-month hiatus from you guys. And
I'm not sure about that.
You think it might
make
it just... I
don't mind him cutting off aid to El Salvador and Guatemala.
That's what I mean.
And those countries, because obviously they are trying to subvert our system.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is cutting aid.
It's obvious these countries are so screwed up. They want the people to leave because they can't support them. And they want to subvert our laws. And they're going to facilitate that. And Mexico does it, too, all day long. I mean, when you have a country controlled by drug cartels, which Mexico is, I mean, you got a problem. And Trump has got to confront the problem, but he's got to do it in a way that doesn't harm the United States. And by shutting the border down, that would throw our economy into somewhat of a turmoil.
No, I'm talking about cutting off aid.
Yeah, but the aid is inconsequential in the sense of how much it is. It's not a lot. But sure, you want to send a message? Send a message. You better shape it up. But they're not going to do it, Beck. I spent some time down there. I know what it is down there. It's so corrupt. It's just staggering. And, you know, when you elect a president of Mexico, you think, well, he's a president. He's got power like our president.
No.
But he doesn't. He doesn't. The most powerful people in Mexico are the heads of the cartels. They have little armies, and they will cut your head off if they don't like you. And the president of Mexico doesn't have that kind of power.
No, the president of Mexico,
forces,
in fact,
he's not willing to use them.
Yeah, the president of Mexico, he didn't want to even use armored cars and everything else. He didn't want Secret Service. That guy that he even made it to the presidency with his feelings on, you know, security and being one of the people and I'm going to ride the bus and everything else. Whoever the president of Mexico is, if he's a true reformer, he's going to have to live in an iron or Kevlar bubble. And the fact that this president can be as open as he is and not have any problems with the cartels coming after him is a statement in and of itself, I think.
Well, you don't know what the deals are in the back room, though.
Right.
I don't want to just smirch the man's character, but every single time that we have a trial of El Chapo or these people, all of a sudden, everybody in Mexico is on a pad. I mean, this is the testimony. All right, Nieto, they said in the El Chapo trial, oh, yeah, he was getting millions of dollars. I don't know, but I do know this. If you have lost your country to drug cartels like Mexico has, then you're a danger to the United States. I mean, the country's a danger to us, and we got to deal with it. But we can't deal with it in a way that hurts our own people. And that's why it's so complicated.
Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. You can hear him on BillO'Reilly.com. You can watch his show, the No Spin Zone or No Spin Area or whatever you had to do to call it.
No Spin News, Beck. It's
yeah,
not
that's
hard.
What it is. Yeah, well,
it's No Spin News.
And the new...
Just write it down.
The new book is The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, with a lot of detail work that you're not going to get from anybody else. That comes out in September, and you can pre-order it now.
And Bill, one more thing before you leave. Your theory on having a monkey on television and beating 660,000 viewers. Curious George Swings into Spring, a special, brought in 4.3 million viewers. So you were dead on.
I want a monkey. I'm going to put a monkey on. I'm going to do a show with just a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but just make sure you name the show Curious Beck.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.
See you.